Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Scarlett Johansson's top secret baby. How in the world did she keep it hidden? Plus,
there's nobody I would rather hang out with.
Kate Hudson is here dropping love truth bombs. And woo child, Amber Rose claims her man cheated on her with 12 other women. Let's get into this. Good morning, everybody. There is a wild new cheating scandal rocking Hollywood. Jody Sweden is here with us to break it all down. Say good morning to Morgan Stewart, McBank McGraw, and Amber Rose. Girls. Yes.
Nice play there.
That's a good one. Amber Rose is accusing her man of cheating with not one, not two, but 12 different women. She went off on social media saying the women knew he was in a relationship and did it anyway. But Amber says to the ladies, y'all don't owe me any loyalty, so it's whatever. She better than me. Her man, A.E., later admitted he got caught, but that's just who he is.
Oh.
Do you agree that only the man is to blame in this situation? Because she said she's not. She didn't care about the other women. She said, I'm not going to put you on blast. I'm not going to post y'all.
It's not the right thing to do for these other women to obviously sleep with somebody that they know is in a relationship with someone else who has a child. Like, they know, but I think the loyalty is from him to her. I don't think it's the other women that she has nothing to do with. Like, that's how it goes, right? It's the tales all the time. It's a shitty thing to have happened. It's awful. You never want that to be the case. But the reality is that he's the one that's in a relationship with her.
I'm going with Morgan on this one. Like, right? I feel like it's, you know, yes, it sucks, and those 12 other women knew, but at the same time, like, if the dude's like, nah, it's cool. It's not, I mean, who knows what he was
saying? They don't care.
Who knows? Right, and they don't care.
They don't owe
her anything. I mean, and I also feel like, you know, after like 2, 3, 4, like it's just, you're just racking them up at that point. You know what I mean?
You're
like
cheating 12? With 12, you're cheating with 36. Like there's a lot of other people.
There is,
for
the law
sure.
of large numbers means that there's definitely more that we're not seeing.
100%.
But I also think that Amber Rose has to take some responsibility as well. Because this man said, this is just who I am. Amber Rose probably knew that this dude was a cheater. And by the way, you can't change a man. I don't know how many times I have to tell this to people. A man is going to be a man. When he shows you who he is, believe him the first time. And maybe it's time for Amber Rose to break a pattern. Maybe stop dating rappers who are gonna run all over you. Maybe stop putting yourself in that situation. And I'm not blaming her. I'm just saying, you gotta take a tiny bit of responsibility.
If these things are happening to you and you don't want them to be, then I do think you need to look at your reality and think, okay, I'm the one that keeps getting hurt. What can we do to change this situation?
What am I choosing? What am I,
what am I attracting?
I've always said, when you pick like bad partners, it always comes back to like, oh, is that what I thought of myself at the time? Is that what I thought I was worthy of?
Totally.
You know? And I think for her, like, she needs to figure out that she's worth more than a dude that's going to cheat on her with
12 different women.
To 36 other women.
Right.
100%.
Right. Agreed.
How would you handle this situation if you were her?
I don't want to say I wouldn't be in this situation because I feel like never say never and things happen way easier than we think. You know what
fair,
I mean?
Fair.
Like, I mean, I maybe not, hopefully not 12 people, but I guess if it's past one, what difference does it make if it's 12, right?
Oh, it makes a difference.
I feel like 12 is really...
You know what?
It's a lot.
It's also a lot to find out.
You can't sit 12 people around a table at a restaurant. I can call Chili's and get a table for six bitches and go sit at the table with them and talk to them.
But not 12.
But not 12 right now during COVID.
But you might have a problem. You can't do 12 without a prefix.
Yes.
So that's a birthday party.
Yes.
Full of cheating.
I would invite, by the way, if I were her, I would wait for his next club promotion where he's gonna be like doing bottle service at Magic City, y'all. I would invite all 12 of these women to that table, wait for them to walk in one at a time, and introduce them to one another. Be like, you thought you were the only one? Well, there's the 12 other sister wives that you were looking for.
Do you think that these women didn't know about the other women? I guess that's a whole other entanglement.
That's a whole other thing, right?
I think everyone thinks that they're the only one when they're the side chick. And this man, if he wasn't honest with his girlfriend about or his baby mama, 9 times out of 10, you ain't gonna be honest with the thought who you creeping with. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Like, how do you keep 12? That's a lot. Like, that's a lot for a single person without kids to be, like, dealing in the rotation. You know what I mean?
I can't even keep a dozen eggs fresh.
Much less a dozen. Or know what to do with them. Yeah, no.
We said a dozen. What time is it?
Yeah.
8:05. Dozen.
A baker's dozen even.
Right. Yeah. Let's stick with secrets here because Scarlett Johansson just gave birth to a secret baby boy.
Aww.
And if you're like us, you probably had no idea she was knocked up. Her husband, Colin Jost, shared the news on Instagram. Okay, we had a baby. His name is Cosmo. We love him very much. Colin also is probably now sleeping at a hotel for letting that secret out. This is Colin's first child with Scarlett. Scarlett also has a 6-year-old daughter. Excuse me. How in the world do you think she kept this secret?
You don't do interviews standing up. It's really easy. I feel like I did this entire show last year behind the comfort of my own desk. If I had not told one person, I probably would have gotten away with people not knowing.
But you're like Colin Jost, you can't hold it.
No, I couldn't hold. I couldn't hold it. It was my first. I was excited. This is also her second baby, and like she really needs privacy because she's actually famous. Like I'm in a different place. So I don't know. I feel like it's much easier than we think. And we had heard whispers about this. This wasn't something that like we didn't know about. We heard that she was pregnant.
Right.
And we just don't report on it because we're classy like that.
Let me give you guys a little backstory about pregnancies in Hollywood. So back in the day, it was like a media company's dream to break a celebrity pregnancy.
Right, right.
And at times, people would get it wrong or people would go ahead and report it too early. And then the celebrity would, you know, unfortunately have a miscarriage.
Right.
Or the celebrity wasn't pregnant and it was just body shaming.
Right.
So now media outlets take the back seat and let the celebrity go ahead and report it themselves.
Which I think is wonderful.
Well,
and
no,
that's, you know what I mean?
I don't know if that's true because that's not what happened with me. They reported it whether they had confirmation or not.
Well, sketchy.
Yeah, well, not even sketchy, just like, you know, I think people, it depends who you're dealing with probably.
That's true.
The level of celebrity.
But like we don't.
And what outlet? There's some outlets that are like, we don't care. No, you know what I mean? We have no shame.
But this is the thing, and I kind of sort of feel for Colin Jost at this point. You know when somebody, I'm going to try to make this as normal as possible. You know when you meet somebody who's,
for this.
I'm going to make this as relatable as possible. You know when you're in a relationship with somebody and it's your second wedding, but your husband or wife hadn't had their first wedding and they want to tell everybody about it. They want 700 people there. But because it's your second wedding, you want 10.
You're not so into
the hoopla. I bet you Colin Jost, being his first child and also it being a boy, he probably wanted to scream from the rooftops for the last 9 months.
Right.
But Scarlett Johansson being the carrier of the baby, and also, it's her second baby, and she is the bigger star.
And she was promoting a movie where she was being an action star and probably felt like that was too disconnected from what the image of what she needed to have out there was. So I don't even think that, I think they were probably in agreement about the fact that they wanted to keep it secret. I think she was probably like, I am promoting Black Widow, and I just don't want that to distract from what's going on now. I mean, it would have obviously helped the movie because press is press, but like, I think he let the cat out of the bag right at the end and like was happy about it. But I, first of all, am a huge Colin Jost fan.
Me too.
Like. Yeah.
I love them together. They're so cute.
They are
so cute. Genuine and
so genuine. It makes me sick how cute they are. And he went to Harvard. I love him. He's my favorite.
Yeah.
Love him.
And I think for her, like, She probably also was like, I don't want people in my, I just don't want to, I don't want to.
I don't want people in my vagina.
I don't want people, right.
Yeah.
I mean, I say people, that every day.
These, like, everybody feels entitled to just get right up in there, you know?
Yeah, and, it's so true.
And I feel like she was probably like, no, I'm good. Like, yeah. Let's just have this between us. And you know what? Probably made it more special for the two of them to not have reports and this and what's happening and is there, you know, and all that. Like, they just got to keep
it's
it.
Their business.
Yeah.
Yeah, between them.
Jessica, you know? Bill just did the same thing. Mm-hmm. And that's a, you
well,
know,
that was
real.
I mean, that was, yeah.
She really did that.
Because also, she was just MIA from the world. I mean, Scarlett kept this pregnancy a secret during press.
Yeah.
I mean, there could have at least been someone that's, I mean, that's.
We're also in a pandemonium, so you yeah. could probably, yeah, that's a little bit easier.
Why, are we never not going to be
anymore? I mean, there's
anymore?
Other people hiding pregnancies right now, but we're not going to talk about it. While we're talking about major secrets, we've just learned Britney may have been secretly married to Jason Trawick, who we thought was just her fiancé. A podcast called Toxic, the Britney Spears story, discovered that back in 2012, yes, Britney paid a law firm for consultation of dissolution of marriage. That's right around when she and Jason broke up. It has not been confirmed if they were actually married, but if it's true, which I couldn't imagine, that Britney Spears, the most monitored woman when it comes to legal records in history, could ever slip through and get married to somebody and no one know.
Janet Jackson did it.
That was in 1996.
But still.
No one cared about Chico DeBarge.
Yeah, well.
No one cared. Chico DeBarge wasn't Britney Spears.
First of all, DeBarge. Let's not, we can't. Let's not disparage. Amazing. Okay.
Amazing.
No, but like, I feel like it can happen. You know what I mean? If you take all the right precautions, like it could happen.
Also, like,
I just don't know how they like snuck it through.
Well, because why is she getting this? It's not for Kevin. And by the way, I completely forgot that these two were together. And it just reminded me this morning. First of all, I thought he was the other Jason. Remember the Jason from childhood?
Yes.
That fucking loser. Oh,
right.
Sorry. Sorry. And this guy, I loved them together. They
yeah.
were adorable. They were so sweet. I hadn't seen this in so long. And I love that for her. I'm happy. I mean, obviously, they're not together anymore, but, like, that was a good time for Britney.
Yeah, but let's be real. Look, this man was a full-functioning adult. He was an agent at CAA. He was in her inner circle. Knowing what we know now and the alleged reports about her dad and how possessive and controlling he was, this man was probably like, I don't want this life.
But he became co-conservator.
He became co-conservator during
that time.
Jamie. That's what I would think.
I agree, and I think Jamie probably, in a way, felt comfortable letting him on board because he, as you just said, was a fully functioning man who could help and had good intentions.
Until you get too much power.
Right. Yeah, but he also stepped down as her agent. I mean, this guy was obviously, as you said, CAA agent, very successful, right. And like fell in love with her and like really like took a back seat in his career and was like, I'm resigning.
By the way, I love you, Britney, but your ass can't keep a secret. That first interview, they'd be like, hi, Britney, how are you? She'd be like, I'm married, y'all.
You know, it's true. It's a weird charge to find because it doesn't match up with the years of Kevin Federline. They were like 2004 and 2006.
You know what I think
right,
it is?
The legal paperwork takes a long time.
100%. I also think it's one of those things where like you go to a restaurant and you order a Coke, but on your bill it says Mr. Pibb, but you don't fight it because it's the same price. So maybe dissolution of marriage was dissolution of power of attorney.
Mr. Pibb.
It could, right. Or it could, I mean, and it could
you know
have been
mean?
Something dealing with exes,
Thank
Kevin.
You.
Custody. Trust me, I know
you.
That all too well. Like, that stuff goes on forever.
And
like,
way,
5 years later, you're still paying for stuff.
I've lived in Los Angeles for 11 years. I've been through a lot of divorces. A divorce don't cost $9,000, honey. You better multiply that times 10.
That was right. Only the consultation. Is Mr.
That was the consultation,
here?
Right.
And that's probably for a prenup.
There you go.
They're telling me to wrap, you guys. We got Kate Hudson coming up. We're talking about keeping it right, keeping it tight, and keeping her kids all together. And up next, the celeb who just got engaged to a married man. And she knows.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy.
Is it nuts? What's happening today?
It's nuts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Low sticks.
In today's Pop of Love, there's another wild twist in Food Network star Sandra Lee's love life. She might be on the next season of Sister Wives because her rumored new fiancé, Ben, is still married. Would you get engaged to someone who is still going through a divorce? Or is this a recipe for disaster?
No, I mean, I did this and it was fine. I did. I was divorced 2 months later. Like, it's just, I feel like people get so caught up in the documents and the legalities of everything. And it's like, relationships can be over. That doesn't mean the court is like, oh, Dana and John broke up today. Let's make sure that marriage is done.
Right.
It's like they take their time. There's process to things. Things don't just dissolve overnight. Yeah. And you can't be beholden to the court and not move on with your life. Obviously, you can't get married, but you can still commit your love to another person when that relationship is no longer in your life.
Yep, I'm 100% on board with this. I will say, like, having been married, you know, a few times.
Uh-huh. Love it.
It is, like, the paperwork lasts far longer than the relationship often. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, for sure.
You're like, I was with this person for like a year and 3.5 years later, we are still going over some stuff. Like, you know what I mean? So you have moved on, the world, like, it's over, but there's still that legal document and you're like, oh.
For sure, but I'm going to tell you this. And ladies, listen to me very quickly. Be sure to double check your sources, okay? Because don't end up like Larsa Pippen with a man who is still halfway in a relationship. You better get on the phone, pick it up, call baby girl and say, look, I know I'm not your most favorite person right now, but what's up with this relationship? Have you guys ended it? Because a lot of times the other party thinks that there is still a chance that they can come through.
That's a different circumstance.
That's a different circumstance.
If somebody is still quasi-involved with somebody that they're married with, that is a different story than what we're talking about.
For
that's,
sure.
That's not okay.
That you just haven't, like, broken up yet, and you're just kind of hedging your bets, and you're like, well, I still got this, like, that's not officially done, but I'll try this out, too. That's a whole different thing.
That's
and you're like, it's
thing.
Been since 2015. We have not lived together. We have not been together. We have not, you know what I mean?
We're emotionally not involved whatsoever.
Right. But people have different ideas of what separated means. Well, and I've learned this the hard way.
Well, yes, you are right.
Give me the definition of what y'all talked about so I can know.
If you're married and you are separated and you're going to pursue another relationship, your romantic involvement with your former partner needs to be completely off.
Better not be seeing each other for at least 90 days before you touch me.
No, and also I really would give that person, I mean, I don't think you can like believe somebody that if they've separated after a month and they're like, oh, you're the love of my life. I think you do need to give somebody some time because emotionally it's a very confusing place to be in.
Yeah.
I would
it's
never know.
It's a lot
you're
to
gonna,
unravel.
You're going to find, can we get a proper matchmaker on the show to get Justin a husband.
Oh my God, we're going to call him a Justin. Well, unlike my husband, some things are not meant to last forever, like Jacob Elordi's mullet.
Oh, my God.
He told Julie Bowen on Jimmy Kimmel Live that his girlfriend, Kaia Gerber, was not feeling it. Check it out.
I'd always wanted a mullet. And my mom never let me have one because she wanted me to be like a gentleman. My girlfriend, within a week of us dating, she cut it off. She took me to the bathroom and she got scissors out and she cut it off. She said,
you're cute, but not that cute.
First of all, if that man wanted me to feather his hair every day for him, looking like that and sounding like that with a hand, that hand is so big.
Yep.
Look at that goddamn hand, y'all. That hand is so big.
He's an attractive man.
I would feather it out, but for him, he's looking at her like, my girlfriend, who's about set to inherit $300 million, doesn't like my mullet. Do you want the ear, too? You can cut off, too.
Oh, Mike, you're getting real getty with
it. Off.
This literally, I didn't cut it off, but Jordan visited our friend, McMillan, and they did some weird, like, funky mullet-esque thing that was going to grow into a mullet, like, 2 weeks ago, and obviously Chris doesn't have time to see him again until 2 more weeks. And it's now grown out in a way that's, like, puffy, and then it's a different texture. I'm like, this was a disaster and a mistake from the beginning, and you should have never done this. Like, the mullet thing for the guys, it's not cool.
No.
Don't do it.
Never
Don't
has
do
been.
It. Don't do it.
But you have to let, but you have to let a man.
Just a big applause.
You have to let people go through it. You have to be like, you know what? You want the mullet. You've always wanted the mullet. Better now that we're in a pandemic and you're not going nowhere, so you can have it in the house.
But I still got to look at it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
No,
we can have it in the house. I still got to look at it. Yeah. And that means the pandemic's going to be a lot more boring, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Just saying. Mullets don't do a thing.
No, they don't.
I'd rather look at a mullet than look at nothing.
And he's the person that could have it and it still doesn't work.
Your husband can have whatever he wants.
No, oh, God.
Including me.
It's your judgment.
Including me. After the break, Wells Adams is here to spill secrets about Bachelor in Paradise and show us how to make some cocktails from the show.
Cocktails.
Stay with us.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Wellesley, my boy.
Spade. Good morning. How are you?
I slept good. I zonked out early from the sun poisoning.
Yeah.
What happened last night? I missed everything. Anything good? Anything juicy? Anything happening?
Paradise first. This is the most amount of makeout sessions we've had on day one in the history of the show.
Wow, sounds like the summer of 2009 for Morgan. Joining us now is the bartender of the summer, Bachelor in Paradise's Wells Adams, everybody.
What's up?
Hold on. You broke a record. Kenny showed up naked.
Yep.
Are these the craziest things we're going to see this season?
Not even close. Like, I feel like the first episode is just like, these are all the idiots.
Yep.
You remember them, right?
Yeah.
And then it gets much crazier as we continue going.
I would have tonsillitis after episode 3.
By I'd be making episode out with everyone. Three, one. He likes to call it 2009. He did that math before we started. He's like, what year? I'm like, anyway. Okay, so there's always lots of drinking in Paradise, and the first cocktail we're making is what?
Do you want to start with happy juice?
Let's start with happy juice.
I always want to start happy. Yeah. Why? Did you want to make a sad juice?
No. I mean, they both make you very happy, but
okay.
This one's called happy juice, and so it's disgusting. It's a dumpster fire.
Yes.
It's kind of like what Paradise embodies,
let's
I suppose.
Do
let's
it.
Do that. Let's
okay,
do
so
that.
This Hannah G invented this, and so this is from actually last season of Paradise.
Okay.
And it is white wine.
Ooh.
Oof.
Starting off bad.
Damn, yeah. Girl.
Starting off bad.
Damn, girl. That's already a headache. Okay.
It's white wine and it is Red Bull, and then you just pour some Red Bull into white wine, and that is happy juice.
Hold on.
And I
did Hannah G that, make it out alive?
That is.
Yes, she's engaged now.
Wait, I don't believe this.
This is foul.
Let's try this.
I can't drink this.
You gotta try it.
No way.
Cheers. Happy juice.
Oh my God. Hannah G went to the University of Arizona.
By the way.
Definitely.
She went to U of A easy.
Oh my God. I can't.
Oh my God.
I have another show to do after.
But anyway, so the reason why I think that she liked this so much and why like it caught on with the cast is because you have to remember, cocktail parties start at like 10 because we have to wait for the sun to set, mm-hmm. right? And then rose ceremonies.
Exhausting. Oh, you're drinking it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
rose
there you
ceremonies.
Go. Rose ceremonies don't really start until like 4 or 5 in the morning. And so they're like, well, you know, we want to drink, but like, I got to stay up. I don't want to fall asleep while we're like waiting for roses. So
that's literally the schedule. That is bananas. How do these people stay attractive during those hours?
I don't know. Coming up on the first rose ceremony, because I have to host it.
Yeah.
They made me come and do pickups because they were like, so the note from the network was,
oh, the notes.
You look really tired. And I was like, yeah,
because it's 5
in the morning and I've been slinging drinks all day.
I mean, the note from the network. Those are my favorite.
I love these.
Okay, what else are we making?
Yep. All right, so we'll do the Sarah special. This is my fiance's favorite drink.
Okay.
And it gets me to the fantasy suite. It's pretty simple. It's basically just a cranberry margarita.
Yes.
Oh, wow. I've never had that.
Yeah, so anyways.
Yes.
I'm into it.
So we can start by salted.
Rimming the, like,
So,
with your rimming,
yes.
You're a sicko.
Stop.
Coming
it.
To paradise.
All right, so anyways, get the kind of the rim of the glass little
ooh,
limed
I want
out.
Guacamole now. Mm-mm.
Yeah. So we do this, and then also, like, what Sarah likes is tahine. I don't know if you guys have ever had that.
Yes, like, like that.
Spicy salt. We are cultured people.
We're from California.
You think we don't know tahine?
All right, good. You can throw some ice into this margarita glass if you want.
You're so fancy with the tongs. I always just take it with me.
With the hands?
Yeah. No, why not?
You know, it's COVID. I don't know what the COVID protocol is.
The COVID.
You know?
We do everything with our hands.
So throw some ice into your shaker, and then it's 1.5 ounces of tequila.
Mm-hmm. Tequila.
Or 2 ounces, depending on...
Justin, just put two.
I'm just going to do it all.
Oh, did I? Was this not the tequila?
That's the tequila, I think. And this is the triple sec or Contro.
It is.
Throw that in there. You can throw in like a little bit of lime juice.
Did it all.
Did it all. It's okay. And then 4 ounces of cranberry juice.
Cranberry margarita.
Let me ask you a question. You know how at every wedding, you know, it's like the wife does everything and it's all her things, but the husband picks one thing that he must have. Mm-hmm. What's the must have at your wedding?
Morgan bartending at my wedding.
Why doesn't everyone give me these shakers? It's a disaster. Is my dress covered now?
No, you look great.
I don't have budget for another dress for my next show, so you better hope so.
That's what happens when we give her manual labor.
I'll fill in, don't worry.
Okay, good.
The one thing that I requested for our wedding was I wanted a taco truck.
Oh, nice.
By the way, that's all I want now. I feel like all I want is a taco.
Right?
Because with the margaritas.
Hold on.
Garnish with a lime, throw in one of these stupid things, and boom. This is the Sarah special.
I have never had a cranberry margarita, but this might be my new favorite thing after this trash bag right here.
Yeah, right? The dumpster fire on the right. It's good because margaritas, I don't know if this ever happens to you. Do you ever get that like...
I like that.
So, but I feel like there's not as much lime juice, so it makes it less that feel.
Tart?
Yes, tart is what the word.
Okay, if I was tart. In paradise, I would be ordering these all night. Gotcha. This is actually really good. The U of A special is amazing. Thank you so much, Wells Adams. We truly appreciate it.
Cheers.
You guys, cheers to Bachelor in Paradise every Monday on ABC, where Wells is your master of ceremonies.
That's right.
You guys, after the break, we're talking crime with Kate Hudson and Octavia Spencer. Plus, which movie star has the highest salary at $100 million? The answer will surprise you.
Yeah.
Not his wife, but you.
Welcome back to Daily Pop, you guys. It's time for today's Hollywood Minute. Movie stars are making up millions, but nobody is making more than these guys. Variety just dropped a list of what the biggest male movie stars are getting paid for their projects. And Daniel Craig and The Rock took home $100 million and $50 million, respectively. Alyssa Milano is urging people to learn CPR after her uncle suffered a heart attack while driving on the highway. Alyssa was with him and gained control of the car, then performed CPR until the first responders arrived. She thanked them and her uncle's medical team on Instagram and ask people to use this as their inspiration to get CPR certified. And Miranda Kerr says she has way more love for Katy Perry than for her ex Orlando Bloom. Miranda was a guest on the Moments with Candace Parker podcast and said she still spends a lot of time with both Katy and Orlando. Apparently, Orlando is more like an annoying brother to her, and Katy takes away a lot of the pressure dealing with him. And that is your Hollywood Minute. Kate Hudson and Octavia Spencer are causing a bit of chaos. In Truth Be Told, Octavia plays a true crime podcaster who's doing a show about the murder of Kate's husband. They're telling Victor all about that. And he also discovered Kate's youngest son has an interesting hobby.
How are you so close with your family? What do you think the secrets or the tips are?
Love. Our families, we're very open. I can just say what ours is, you know, but I don't know if that's like a secret recipe or something, but there's nobody I would rather hang out with. That doesn't mean they don't drive me nuts at times, you know, but like if, but to me, I mean, they're just everything. And I think that we know from a very early age that like our love is really like pure and deep. And our parents kind of set the stage for allowing us to be able to be really honest with each other.
Now, Octavia, I peeked into your Instagram and you're always giving love to the women, always having women empowerment, even showing love to our very own Nina Parker, Lonnie Love, who guest hosts for us sometimes as well. Why do you think it's so important to show that empowerment, that female empowerment right now?
Friendship and security equals empowerment. The more love you show and the more love you experience, the greater security you have in life. And I think that's empowerment. It's what we should be doing. And I think that if we did it more, if we all treated each other with a level of deference and respect, the world will be in a much better place.
Who do you trust with your deepest secrets? And what would you do if you found out they were lying to you?
Octavia and Kate star in the Apple TV Plus crime drama Truth Be Told, but Octavia was also busy behind the camera.
Now, Octavia, you also serve as an executive producer on this project along with Reese Witherspoon. Do you like being in front of the camera or behind it more?
You know, people wouldn't know this bit of trivia, but I actually wanted to be a producer before I wanted to be an actor. It's funny that I took this circuitous route to being an actor and then producing.
Kate's son is also on a bit of an unusual career path.
Now, Kate, we hear your son Bingham, who's 10 years old. He's on the stock market. Is he? Now, I don't want to commit any insider trading, but is anyone going public soon that he can tell me? Like, how did he get into this? Like, tell me where this started.
My son is very much into this trading in the stock market. He loves it. It's like a game for him. And it was just something that he saw his dad doing at one point and got into it with him, and now he's, you know, doing his own. He's very, very happy with Foot Locker. That's his number one. He likes to show me.
Is he into shoes?
Oh, I mean, what, you know, 10-year-old boy isn't into sneakers?
If you have not watched Truth Be Told Season 1, do it right now before Season 2 premieres tomorrow on Apple TV+. Do yourself a favor. It's one of my favorite shows of the year. Stick around, because we're talking celebrity high school sweethearts. Is it ever too early to meet the one? Our dating expert weighs in after the break.
Hi, neighbor.
It is back to school week here on Daily Pop, and I've got a pop quiz for you. What do Steph Curry, Snoop Dogg, Kendrick Lamar, and LeBron James all have in common? And it's not millions of dollars. It's they all married their high school sweethearts. Here with us now is dating expert and author Monique Kelly to talk about it. All right, how likely is it that you can meet the one that early?
Okay, well, let's talk statistically.
Please.
Of new marriages, only 2% of them are results from high school sweethearts. But we already know love is not about statistics and numbers. So here's the thing. When you go off to college, it's about you meeting the one, which is you, who you are, getting your education, figuring out what you want out of life. However, there's something nice about going to college and having that dating pool.
And independence.
And independence.
Yes.
But it's also one of the few times in your life where you're gonna have so many men and women who are all doing the same things, all having the same goals. So if you meet someone in college organically, great. But for those people who do marry their high school sweethearts or college sweethearts, understand they've been through some stuff together,
yes.
Okay? Because think about who you were at 15, 16, last week for me. You know?
Literally.
So when you do get with your high school sweetheart or your college sweetheart, understand that you are going to go through life going not just through ebbs and flows, but through growing pains. And if you have that commitment, great. But college really should be about having fun and getting it in.
U of A.
Yes.
Red Bull and white wine. There signs, though, that you're with the wrong person? Like, what are the tell-all signs that you know, like, this is not the person for me?
So I love to say a lot of times when you're dating your high school sweetheart, if one person goes to college and the other person doesn't.
Oh, forget it.
Exactly. Because
hard.
Sometimes they might want you to stay stagnant, you know, that old homeschool hero. And you might want to, you know, spread your wings and fly. So a lot of times that can be a problem. Also, when you guys go to different colleges and you don't spend time enjoying your college experience and your college experience just becomes about trying to maintain a relationship
awful.
At such an early age.
You resent.
You can't do that.
And you resent
so if you and you do end up resenting them. So it's super important that if you decide to date your high school boo through college, that you still have separate lives. Do things together, tailgate together, do dates, but still enjoy your separate college
experience.
What if
you go to the same college?
If you go to the same college, here's the key. Doing things together, but still maintain your, you said
individuality.
Earlier, independence. Do your sorority stuff, your fraternity stuff. Have your friends that you kick it with, but still have dates. I know plenty of people who have met their now husbands and wives in college. And what's beautiful about that, we talked about Snoop, LeBron James, is you start off with nothing. And there's something beautiful about growing something together.
100%.
And that's a great thing. So I don't want to say it's not possible, but it's important that you maintain your independence at the same time. And most importantly, if you realize that you don't want to be in the relationship anymore, which is okay, we are not supposed to be dating for marriage.
Hit the eject button.
Say, you know what, it's over. And this is your opportunity at a young age to be communicating and say, I'm not wanting to be in this relationship anymore.
Right.
Well, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Jody, how old is your oldest child?
13.
Perfect age.
Yeah.
I think that at this point in your life, what's a good age to talk to your high schooler about relationships and communication and not just the birds and the bees?
Oh.
Talking about, like, you know, intellect and you know, just real things. Because I feel like my parents didn't really talk to me about anything. Mm-hmm. I learned from Sue Johansson on Talk Sex.
Yeah, I've already talked to my daughter about stuff like that, about what works. And, you know, having been through relationships that have worked and that haven't, like, I think it's really important to let my daughter know, like, look, just because relationships don't work out doesn't mean you're a failure. It just means you grew apart, or that, but you need to communicate that. And, like, I hope that even through all of the stuff we go through, you know, you start talking to your kids early.
Absolutely, because I think a lot of times, yes, as parents, you have to have the sex talk. But a lot of times we get so stuck on the sex talk. To your point, there's more to relationships besides just sex. Mm-hmm. There's dealing with heartbreak. Think about your first heartbreak and having a parent that helps you through that and helps you understand it's okay to cry things through. Helping your child see what you should be looking for in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How honesty is important and kind of setting that pace. So a lot of times we get stuck on sex, which is important. Please talk to them about sex and safe sex.
Right.
But there's more to relationships and evolving relationships besides just that. That was such a good question.
There are so many kids who are in unhealthy, emotionally abusive relationships, and they don't even know it.
Yep.
That's why I brought that up. And we're going to talk about that next time that you're here.
Mm-hmm.
But for more dating advice, check out Monique's novel, Reality in Chaos, available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. I am so blessed I do not have a uterus. These conversations. Up next, Destiny's Child is getting back together. The big clue that has fans going crazy. Plus, Awkwafina talks to us about a seriously awkward audition. You do not want to miss it. Say their names. Destiny's Child could be dropping some new music. The group has not made an official announcement or anything, but these new header photos on their Twitter and Instagram pages have fans convinced it is happening. And in a rare interview last week, don't forget, Beyonce did confirm that new music. You, Dick.
You're just so excited you can't even talk.
I can't even talk.
Oh, my God.
She said that new music was on the way. She didn't say if it was from her or Destiny's Child. She just said something is coming.
I don't know if I see Beyonce back in Destiny's Child. I think she's always going to be. I think she loves those women. I think they're her sisters. I think she wants them to come out and do some songs with her when she's doing her solo act. I think Beyonce has become Beyonce, and she wants to stick to that stream.
Here's the jam. I think Beyonce does love being Beyonce, but I also think that Beyonce doesn't want to go on another run with Jay-Z's ass. She has already went on run one, she went on run two, and she wants to switch it up. Do I think that Beyonce could be teasing a Destiny's Child Beyonce tour where they come out, do some songs, she comes out, do some solo stuff, and they all kind of do the same thing? Yes, I can see that.
I would so be there for that. I love Destiny's Child.
100%.
Yes. That's actually brilliant, and I think if they're not doing it, they should hit you up and be like, yo, how do we make that happen?
Because by the way, people like change, but Beyonce loves a classic. Let these girls make this cash.
I don't know. I don't know if I see that.
Okay. Well, you know what? You'll buy my ticket to the concert when it comes out.
When you pay me for J-Lo and A-Rod's bet.
When you pay me back for Tristan and Chloe.
Oh, please.
Thank you.
I was right about J-Lo and A-Rod a year before.
Thank you. Raise your hand if you ever felt awkward. Well, I bet Awkwafina has you beat by a long shot. She's talking weird auditions and stealing her grandma's panties.
Wake up, Nora! You have to go to work. I can hear you.
There is a moment in season two when Nora finds herself transported to the year 2003, which is the year Britney and Madonna kissed. Beyonce released her first solo album. So how much fun are we going to see with like Nora in such an iconic year of pop culture?
The thing about that episode was that like when we actually did bring back some of the things that would have, you know, set dressing wise looked like 2003, it really was like, this was such a good era. Like there were so many things and so many different even institutions that no longer exist anymore. And also just reminding me of like that era of my life, just braces, that was the braces and the fangirl of everything, you know?
Yeah.
So it was good year. Good year.
I can't leave your room without catching Hep C.
Bowen, Edmund is pursuing his dream of acting this season. Have you ever in real life encountered a sketchy audition or an audition that maybe just went south real fast?
Oh yeah. I feel like that's just a rite of passage if you want to get into like the on-camera side of showbiz. The only time I get thrown off is when they ask me to show my hands for like commercial stuff. And it's just such a weird ask, and I'm immediately like, oh, and now I'm self-conscious about like my cuticles. That's always something that like takes me out of it.
Yeah, you've got to stay manicured.
That is such a good one. I never thought about that, because they're like, okay, no, and then there are like specific rules with the hands, right?
What are the
that
rules?
You're never doing right. They're just like, no, not that way, the other way, and you're just like,
who cares?
Wait, so Awkwafina, have you had some sketchy auditions?
There's one where like I thought I was late and I like walked into the audition, like an active audition. and then I later found that I actually wasn't late.
Again. Hey, that's my underwear.
We're wearing grandma's underwear.
No, I'm not wearing grandma's underwear. These are my underwears. I bought these from the 99-cent store.
Both of you have just made such major waves in Hollywood and representation for the community. I'm half Asian myself, so I look up to you guys so much. What is it like to hold that responsibility?
I think there's always that aspect of that the responsibility that I think earlier in your career, you just kind of want to be doing your thing, right? And not have to kind of represent this entire group of people. But I think a truth that you realize later is it's a responsibility that literally comes with this. Everything that you do, it plays into this larger mural of like what we're building here. I just want there to be like more of shows like mine.
Check out season two of Awkwafina is Nora from Queens on Comedy Central. We'll be right back with more Daily Pop. Things got pretty intense between the ladies on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills last night. They started questioning Erica about her legal drama, but ended up turning on each other. Ooh. Check this out.
You know what, guys? I'm sorry, but these questions are like
honest,
different.
Like Lisa
these are
wants
different
me to be.
Questions. Well, no, I don't getting want you to be. I just, what discussions did you have with your attorney? I'm starting to get uncomfortable. It's just not questions
well,
you
can't ask.
Yes,
that.
I agree.
You don't ask those questions.
It's nosy. It's just a little bit. No, it's not nosy. It's just uncomfortable.
Dorit had a lot to say when Erica wasn't around. But now that Erica is around, it's like, no, I support you.
It was... I feel like Garcelle a lot in my life, where people say one thing behind closed doors, and then when the person is in front of them, they all of a sudden bring a different tune. And I don't care if you don't want to tell that person what you said, but just don't tell them a version of what went down. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God, I can't wait to watch. I'm one day behind. I need to see it.
Oh, but my God, like, the preview for next week?
I think that this is the problem. I think that these women, there is a lot of code on this show. I think they really all love each other. They really all support Erica. None of them want to actually call her out. But then they all have questions, and things don't make sense. So they want to be like, tell us. Like, we're on this show, but like, don't put us in a position where we have to make us ask you. Right. Just tell us what's going on, because I think that all the women are really struggling with walking the line of having her back, but also being like, what do you want us to do?
No,
this happened, and we need to talk about it.
No, right. What I think is going on too is,
You ever see somebody who, like, loses a husband, but they don't grieve the way that you're grieving or that you would expect them to grieve?
Right.
They are expecting her to break down and be like, why would he do this to me? I can't believe. They want her to have that reaction. People mourn in different ways.
But she has had that a few times on the season. We've had Teargate multiple times, which is also a departure from what we've seen of Erica in past seasons. She's been so guarded. You know how this goes. All of these women, all of them want to shake her and be like, what the actual F is happening? Just tell us.
Well, you know what? We actually have an expert on tomorrow. Teddy Mellencamp, yes! Who was at that dinner, is actually going to be our co-host, and we bet she has some inside information.
Yes.
Jody, thank you for being here today.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure.
We really appreciate it, you guys. Set your DVRs. You do not want to miss tomorrow, and we'll give you a preview of the following week's Real Housewives as well.
Yes.
Watch Nightly Pop. We'll be back tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.